So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba.
No, Bubba.
Gordy. Careful. Gordy, can I bother you for a second?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks, here on the Brownlee Dump Show. Before we get the show started, we'd like to let you know that the Brownlee Dump Show is brought to you by Manscaped. Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming. Folks, using promo code BROBIBLE, BROBIBLE, get 20% off and free shipping on your Manscaped order today. Enjoy. That is promo code BROBIBLE, BROBIBLE, 20% off. Thanks to Big Game Bob. Folks, enjoy the goddamn show. All right, folks, coming to you somewhat live here on the Brownlee Dump Show. I'm Big Game Bob, behind the glass on the ones and twos. You're looking over at Grace Ibrahim. Folks, before we get started here, for those of you watching this, go ahead, join this train, join this movement, click the subscribe button, click the like button, whatever button you want to click, be a part of this train here. We're happy to have you aboard. We're happy to be here, the Brownlee Dump Show, episode 60. We got an interesting interview coming in hot, folks. We're going to get the fellas from Dude Perfect. For those of you who don't know who Dude Perfect is, sounds bold, but they're kind of like the Beatles of YouTube. These guys run YouTube. They have over 50 million subscribers, which, to be quite frank, I didn't know there was 50 million YouTube users out there, but it's pretty insane. These guys are big, over 10 million on Instagram, and their main thing is they do trick shots. These guys are jumping off of planes, putting balls in the basketball hole. I mean, they're doing all types of shots. It's pretty amusing. It really is. You could go follow them on YouTube. So they're here to promote their documentary they have coming on now. They were just on Jimmy Fallon, which I was sure to tell them that, you know, it was a good thing to do to kind of get prepped with Jimmy Fallon, all for the grand finale of the Big Game Bob Brilliantly Dumb Show. Got to tip my cap to the dudes there. When we got this interview set up, I said to their PR person, I said, you know, who's going to be there? She said, I'm not sure which dude is going to be joining you. You know, I'd kind of like to know which dude's going to be joining me today. It's like the Beatles. You don't know if McCartney's going to come on. Is it going to be John Lennon coming on? We don't know. There's no way to prep for it. But really, just a good bunch of guys. We had a lot of fun. It's a good interview. You know, one we're happy to bring to you guys. So, folks, here we are, the interview with Dude Perfect. Folks, enjoy the show. Everything okay on your end?
We're healthy, so we can't complain.
I tell you, I saw you guys on the Jimmy Fallon show. Did you use Jimmy Fallon to kind of prep yourselves for the Brilliantly Dumb show?
100%.
There was a little something behind stone. It. I respect. All right, fellas, let's get rocking and rolling here, no?
Let's do it.
Let's get after it. All right, folks, here we are, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm sitting here with the fellas from Dude Perfect. This is Kobe and Tyler. Dude Perfect Backstage Pass is a YouTube Originals documentary available for free beginning May 11th, 2020 on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, you guys are like the fucking Beatles of YouTube. How did this all start? How do you go about getting 12 billion views?
Well, a lot of years, a lot of videos, and a lot of tough times and good times. I think the documentary, for the first time really that we've ever put out there, does a good job of telling the backstory of kind of how we started, how we were able to turn this into a full-time gig, and really for the first time highlighted the struggles and kind of the turning point for us, I think, as a company and a group of friends. And kind of gotten us to where we are now today. So we're really proud of the, I guess it's about 90 minutes. So a movie is essentially what it is. We're happy with the way that the movie turned out, and we just can't wait for everybody to see it.
And now you fellas started off, it all started Texas A&M, no?
Yeah, we were roommates at A&M.
Did you hit the Johnny Manziel era?
2009. Johnny was there, what, right
after
us?
Yeah.
So we did, we worked with him, filmed a video.
Did work with Johnny.
We did. We did.
And that was prime Johnny when you got him, no?
Was. He had just won the Heisman.
So you guys are probably the biggest thing to come out of Texas A&M right there beside Johnny Manziel. We also have
other names out there. Yeah. Mike Evans, Von Miller.
Okay. I
mean, there's some big names to come out of A&M.
Let me tell you, Mike Evans isn't getting 10 billion views on YouTube, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, he's doing Sunday okay too. For himself. Getting the GOAT quarterback now, so he's doing something right.
Mike Evans isn't hurting, I'm telling you that much. Now, another thing, fellas, so what, you're at Texas A&M, but what, at what point in the career when this all got going, did you realize you could do this as your full-time job?
I think we all remember the first time we saw kind of on the little back end where you can see that you made some money from the ads, and we had 6 pennies come in, and there was one more guy with us at the time. We're like, man, we each got a penny, dude. This is big
pretty
time.
Solid.
And then at some point, you know, we were able to each pay for a sandwich, and you know, we were making plays at that point. I think the first time we realized it was probably had the chance of being more than just a hobby was when some companies started reaching out to us to be involved in the videos. GMC was the first big company that wanted us to do. We did a TV commercial with them back during the NBA Finals and the World Cup. And that was the first real brand opportunity we had. And I think at that point we realized this thing probably had some legs.
And were you guys starting to get noticed outside in the outside world?
That was probably right at the beginning of it. I mean, when we did, I think the like very first video that people probably remember seeing from us, and unless they were just like a crazy day one subscriber, was the world's longest basketball shot that we did at A&M. I guess that was 2009. And so I think that was the first time people probably started kind of recognizing us. But after the GMC campaign, that was really our first time on national television, like on a campaign or something like that. But I mean, it's slowly built over time. I mean, it's still nothing like it is, you know, over the last couple of years. But I think for us, it's just continued to exceed expectation. I mean, even 2 years ago, we couldn't have predicted that we'd be here now doing this. And it just continues to expand and grow beyond our wildest imagination. So,
you know, something that really caught my eye that's just kind of fascinating to me. This Dude Perfect factory you guys got going in Frisco, Texas. Holy shit. I mean, how did that go about? It kind of reminds me of Rob Dyrdek's fantasy land he's got there.
Yep. There's a little inspiration from there, no doubt. When we first started out, we were convinced that we didn't need an office when we were going full time. So we would meet at like Corner Bakery or whatever restaurant or coffee shop was close to us. And then we went and got a little office off Main Street down here in downtown Frisco where we're at. And we quickly outgrew that in a couple of years. And so then we were like, man, what if we built, I mean, and you mentioned Fantasy Factory. I mean, that truly was kind of an inspiration for us. But we wanted to, you know, kind of sportify it a little bit. So we were like, man, we got to have a football field and a basketball court and hockey rink and all that. And so I think the offices in themselves have kind of helped project us to another level, just having that and being able to film here and have our overtime set here and stuff like that has been huge for us.
100%.
And now you guys, so you walk into, I'm going to call it a factory because that's what it is to me. I mean, this thing is just massive. You guys walk in there day in, day out? What's a day at the office or a day at the factory look like for the Dude Perfect boys?
You know, it depends. There's times when we're filming together all the time and the last thing you want to do is go spend your free time there. But on the flip side, I mean, especially during quarantine, it was nice to come up and be able to blow off some steam and shoot some hoops when most people don't have that opportunity. So we're grateful for that. But yeah, I mean, anything from shooting hoops, Tyler test out his bow and arrow in here. He's got his, you know, 50, 60 yard shot marked off. So that's a little unusual. Got to keep your head on a swivel if Ty's got his bow out.
I tell you, every day's got to be something new, hence the bow and arrow coming out every now and then.
No doubt.
I mean, it really is just absurd. With the amount of people that you guys have had on the show, and you've had some real good ones, who was the best, you'd say, celebrity appearance? And I think I know what you're going to say.
Wow, that's impressive, because I don't know what I'm going to say. Honestly, every person that we've worked with, like, you're constantly reminded why – these successful people have gotten to where they are today. And it's not because they're huge jerks or they're some of the most genuinely nice, hardworking people. And we've had a blast with every, I mean, Serena Williams was awesome. Yeah. Dale Jr. was awesome. Drew Brees is probably one of the most accurate people that we've filmed 100%. With. I mean, he was just dialed, just hitting stuff on the first try.
So you just gave the nod to Drew Brees over Russell Wilson just now?
No, see, I say that. Russ nailed some. And even better than Russ, Coach Pete Carroll might have been more accurate than Russ.
Pete Carroll hopped on there too?
He did.
A good guy. I mean, pure raw power. Aaron Rodgers threw a hard ball.
He did.
It's crazy.
You can't pick one. Honestly, everybody that we've worked with has been absolutely amazing. We have a blast with them. Yeah.
Has there been one where it's kind of been – it's taken them a while to get the trip. I mean, all of these, you got to think it takes a little bit of time.
You would think after all these, you'd have somebody that was a struggle, but it was a reminder why they're pros and we're just average guys. Yeah. I mean, you put a football in any of those guys' hands and they hit it within the first couple of tries. It was pretty insane.
I remember when we first started filming with Serena, she was getting nervous because the first one was taking her like 10 tries, which for us is like, no, I mean, you might have a shot that takes hours. And right. So she was like, man, everybody's going to have a successful Dude Perfect video except me. And we're like, what are you talking about? This is insane. And after she hit that first one, she went on a tear.
She was lights out.
And started just nailing them. And then we went up top and did the giant tennis ball one into the basketball goal. And she caught fire after that. But it's been awesome.
I tell you who I thought put on a really good show that I thought you were going to say. Hence, I didn't even know you had that many more names than you already had. Russell Wilson, I thought, was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we had a fun interview with him too. And I think that's one of the most fun parts about doing it is the trick shots and everything is great. But when you get to sit down with these guys and do some goofy interview that they typically don't get to do, I mean, it's different for them, right? So just to see them have fun with it and, you know, get a little goofy is awesome to watch. I think people really enjoy that part of it.
Now, take me through, because you guys are doing live shows too, no? Don't you get a little bit worried going to a live show that there's a certain thing that's going to take a really long time and the crowd's going to get a little antsy?
Hey, I can't tell you that's not a fear.
Yeah.
That's still a possibility.
It's got to be, right?
For most of the shows, I think they all went smoothly. I do remember one show last year. I don't even remember what shot it was. But, you know, you try and have this balance of still impressive shot, but not like, oh, okay, you just did a free throw and made it. And so you're always walking that really, really fine line. But I think it's the live tour is such a good combination of not just the trick shots, but the battles and overtime and stereotype series that there's so much more to it than, okay, well, here's the big trick shot. Let's see if they get it or whatever. But we've had an unbelievably positive response to the tour itself. So it was good to see, you know, a little forgiveness as far as the live trick shots go.
Funny, I mentioned the Beatles to start off. You guys see one of you guys in one of these live arenas. It's like the Beatles came into town. I mean, people really just go nuts over it.
It is a fun moment in that very first show. We were out in California, and we do a little intro video, and everybody's getting excited, and then they call out the names, and we ran out there one at a time and hopped up on the stage, and it was just
for the
cool.
First one.
Honestly, to see the support of all the fans who had come out, and because, you know, we get to see them writing – you know, comments on YouTube, but you rarely get to see them interact live like that. So it was really neat.
Are you shitting bricks on the first live show?
I'm not going to lie. I had a nervous pregame dump before we went out there.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Cleared the system?
Yeah, but we were good after that.
Oh, shit. Hang right there, folks. So sorry to interrupt. Just want to interrupt to let you know that the Brantley Dumb Show is brought to you by Manscaped. The flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. Thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. They have forever changed the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. Precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Cannot beat that. Cannot underestimate the importance of taking care of those things downstairs. Folks, you can get 20% off. That's 20% off using promo code BROBIBLE. BROBIBLE for 20% off and free shipping of your next Manscaped order today. Folks, enjoy the rest of the show. Enjoy your properly cleaned nutsacks.
Hey, once you get the dump out, you're usually good to go no matter
how many people. Oh, yeah, I was good to go after that.
Dude, the worst part, I'm going to be honest, was just all planning. I mean, we sat in 100 meetings just planning out what are we going to do, and it was nice to finally get out there.
How do you guys, because you had mentioned all the YouTube comments and all that stuff, how do you guys keep track and keep an eye? Do you still keep an eye on the comments and all of that stuff between all the platforms, sure, all the millions you guys have?
Yeah, I mean, that's the nice part about having five guys, too, is we each kind of have our different roles and responsibilities. Cody, our tall guy, he's head of social, and that's his role, but all of us are actively involved in comments and feedback. I do the creative on most of our videos, so I'm always looking for feedback on how videos are doing or analytics, things like that. But we keep very close tabs on how videos are performing and what people are liking, and I think that's big when we're coming out with new series. We just launched our bucket list series this year, this past year, and so that was a brand new series for us. We got to go on the USS Nimitz on the aircraft carrier and kind of take that over for 3 days, and so that's another series that we're going to continue to do. And I think diversifying content is a big part of that, and paying attention to the analytics and how people are responding to the videos is a big part.
I think at the same time, like, you're never going to please everybody. So we've always said, you know, if we're excited to make the content and we, as you know, if we were the viewer, thought it would be fun to watch, then we roll with that, you know, and we look to make sure that people are enjoying it. But if you try to please everybody, you'll get stopped.
You know what amazing that I've noticed too, for even if there's people that you can't please, if you try and go back at them in the comments, you're never going to win.
No,
because they feed off that shit.
They do. It's been good to see, the viewers like go back at those people kind of on our behalf.
Oh yeah.
You let other people do it. And that's kind of a gratifying feeling.
Now, even if you guys want to slide into someone's DM to get an interview, whatever it may be, do you kind of have to announce whose DM it was between the five of you? You know, this one's me. Yeah. I came over here. That's Tyler there.
I can't say that we've ever had to distinguish, but yeah, I think that's probably something a lot of other people think about and not us so much.
Yeah, we probably pay more attention.
Yeah, think of it as a collective unit, I guess.
Pretty weird. This is the shit going on in my head, no?
Yeah. It's helpful. It's a good peer review here.
What out of everything that you guys have been through, what was your kind of I made it moment? Like something that just really hit different than most?
I mean, I would say honestly for me, I think it's been a few things along the way. I think, you know, starting off, we were the trick shot guys on YouTube. And so that was what everybody knew us for. And then we kind of branched out and did football and some other different sports trick shot videos and things like that. But once we started making other types of content that people started enjoying, like our overtime series, which is essentially a variety show, like that to me was what let me know, like, okay, like we have a shot to really make this last a long time. If we can get people to start latching on to more of our personalities and less so like, oh, great, these guys threw a basketball 800 feet off a tower and it went in, then we can really be more creative and have a lot more freedom to create really any type of content that we want. And so that was kind of the big win success for me, I think.
Yeah, it'll sound cliche. I'm not saying it just for promo. I think I'm genuinely more excited about this project than anything we've done. I just feel like part of me is more excited for like friends and family to watch it than even just random people. because even the people who are closest to us haven't really seen, you know, kind of the day in, day out that this has been over the last 11 years. Yeah. And so I'm just really pleased with how it came together. The production company did a great job. Super Jacket, which you mentioned, Rob, we ended up working with Rob Dyrdek. He's the one.
Did you really?
Company did our TV show, and now they're the producers on this project and directors. So it's been super cool to work with Super Jacket over the time, and YouTube Originals given us the opportunity to do this. We're pumped about it.
Yeah.
Did he see that you guys one-upped them when in regards to factories?
He's familiar, but we took the idea from him. So we were actually on Fantasy Factory a while back, and then we did Ridiculousness with him.
Yep.
So I think he always knew we were coming for the factory, and we were going to make our own one day. But Rob was a big inspiration for the factory itself, for sure.
He seems like a great guy, no?
He's great, dude.
The
sharp,
exact
dude.
Same as he is on TV. That's Rob.
Yeah,
business savvy, yep. Hilarious guy.
Yeah, I could see that. Some guys you could just see it in them.
Yeah,
I could tell. One more thing I got for you. Who was the biggest when you guys got up? Even like when I take a look at your IG and everything, I mean, there's some big names following you guys. What's the one you guys got most buzzed up about?
Ooh, that's a question for Cody. I don't even know who follows us on our Dude Perfect account.
Oh, you got to take a look. There, I mean, you guys got
some
something
big
going
names up there.
How can you even tell?
Yeah, you just got to go through all the 10 million or whatever it is.
A lot of them will take, you know, you could just see the light at some of the first ones that'll come up.
Right.
But between platforms, I mean, you guys are up against like the Kardashians right now far as followers.
I don't know about that.
Do any of them follow us?
No, you didn't have a Kardashian. I would have led it.
Well, that would have probably been the most impressive. If
I can assure you I would have led with that if that was the case.
Okay. We'll have to get back to you on that one. I don't know. We better do some digger deep in there.
You don't got to get back to me. I'll tell you. Okay. I'll be looking.
Good.
Now, lastly, what's next for you guys? You have this coming out. You have the documentary come out. Is it okay for you guys to look ahead, or are you so focused on the documentary right now that you haven't even thought about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, we've definitely been planning ahead. We were initially going to be doing round two of the tour starting here in May. So we've announced that it's postponed. We're, you know, looking into all the options on when we'll be able to jump back out there. So that was going to be in the near future for us. But I mean, we've got, like Ty mentioned, bucket list. We've got a ton of stuff coming that we're really excited about. You know, we found, and we talk about in the documentary, we try to just mix it up and not, you know, get kind of pigeonholed into just one type of thing. So we've got some stuff in the works.
Our beans came out,
man. Yeah, hey, Dude Perfect beans.
Yeah,
you know, maybe the weirdest product we've ever launched, but you know, we're Texas boys grilling. And
Cody said his business I guess is in his business class at A&M is Professor was always talking about diversity, and he said we just absolutely crushed this one. So, yeah. Dude Perfect beans, that's about as diverse as you could get.
Yeah.
And what a perfect time to stock up, you know, man. Quarantine. I mean, you're at home, canned foods,
yep.
Shelf life of practically eternity.
It's a quality bean.
Yeah. Good stuff.
While we even got the merch stuff going, I was even looking at you guys sponsor-wise. You guys could run your own shopping mall. You got Nerf, GMC, Marvel, Bass Pro Shops, Fiat, Pringles. You think GMC talks to Fiat and lets them know that they already got you guys?
There could be a little rivalry there. I don't know. But no, we're very proud of the people that we've worked with and especially the long-term relationships that we've had. You mentioned Bass Pro and Nerf. I mean, it's dream companies that I grew up going to Bass Pro Shops with my grandpa as a kid. With my grandpa as a kid. And so it's just to have a sponsorship by Bass Pro now is very surreal. But it's cool to look at that list. You kind of forget a lot of those and you start adding them up and you're like, man, that's crazy how many people that we've worked with.
It's unbelievable. Well, guys, I appreciate you joining. Thanks again. And, you know, best of luck to you and everything. You guys are easy to root for. That's for sure.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your time.
Of course. All right, fellas, you take care now. All right.
See you, Matt.
Have a good one. All right, folks, there you have it. Dude Perfect, another confirmed friend of the pod as we keep the Brilliantly Dumb Show train just rolling right on through, continuing rolling through to Friday. Special interview with actor and comedian Nick Swartzen. For those of you who don't know who Nick Swartzen is, if you know Adam Sandler, you probably know Nick Swartzen down the road. He's been in just about every movie that Sandler's done with him. just go with it. The bench warmers, grown-ups, grandma's boy, don't mess with the Zohan. Anything and everything that Sandler does, it seems like Swartzen's right there with him. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, an absolute character that I really look forward to sitting down with, because he's off the hip. You know, anything goes. That's what we like on the Burnley Dumb Show. Hold nothing back. Just let it rip. Folks, this will be a good one Friday. Thanks to the Dude Perfect fellas for sitting down with us. We keep moving right along here on the Burnley Dumb Show. We will see you Friday, folks. You take care now.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy. Hey, Bobby, for a second.